Hear the word of the Lord, first in the books of Moses, in Exodus 21. If harm is done, then thou shalt give soul for soul, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, bruise for bruise. And in Leviticus, and a man, when he smites the soul of a man, dying he shall be put to death. And he who smites the soul of a beast shall repay it, a soul for a soul. And if a man put a blemish on his fellow man, as he has done, so shall it be done to him, breaking for breaking, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has put a blemish on the man, so shall it be put on him. And he who smites a beast, he shall repay it, and he who smites man, he shall be put to death. You shall have one judgment for the sojourner as for the native born. I am Yehovah your God. And in Deuteronomy 19, if a witness for violence rise up against a man to answer against him, to turn him aside, and the two men between whom the strife is shall stand before Yehovah, before the priests and the judges who shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquiries, and behold, if the witness be a false witness, and has answered falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him as he had schemed to have done to his brother. So shalt thou sweep away the evil from among you. And those who are left shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth make no more anything of evil among you. And thine eye shall not spare, soul for soul, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Second, we read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. You have heard that it has been declared, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the wicked. But whoever shall smite thee on thy right cheekbone, turn to him the other also. And if anyone wills to have thee judged and take thy tunic, let him have the garment also. And whoever shall compel thee to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks thee, and do not turn away him who will borrow from thee. You have heard that it has been declared, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless them who curse you. Do good to them who hate you. And pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father who is in the heavens. For he makes his sun to rise on the wicked and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what do you do more abundantly? Do not even the publicans do so? Therefore, be perfect, as your Father who is in the heavens is perfect. All things, whatever you want men to do for you, you should also do for them, for this is the law and the prophets. And our third lesson is from the Arcana Celestia, an explanation of some of these words. The evil that evil spirits aim in the direction of others recoils on themselves. This has its origin in the following law of divine order. You are not to do to another anything except that which you wish others to do to you. This law, which is unchanging and everlasting in the spiritual world, is the source of the laws of retaliation that were laid down in the representative church, that is to say, the following laws in Moses. If harm should come about, you shall give soul for soul, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, blow for blow. And in the same, if a man disfigures his neighbor, it shall be done to him as he has done. fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has disfigured the man, so it shall be done to him. And in the same, if a lying witness replies with a lie against his brother, you shall do to him as he has thought to do to his brother. From these quotations, it is plainly evident that these laws have their origin in the universal law that is unchanging and perpetual in the spiritual world. That is to say, the law that you are not to do to others anything except that which you wish others to do to you. But the situation with that law in the next life is such that when some punishing or retaliatory action carried out is evil, it is inflicted by the evil and never by the good. That is, it comes from hell and never from heaven. For hell or the evil there have an unending desire to do evil to others. That is altogether the delight of their life. They perform evil, therefore, the moment they are allowed to, and they do not care whom they do it to. They do not care whether the person is bad or good, companion or foe. And since it accords with a law of order that the evil which people aim in the direction of others recoils on themselves, they rush in to do it when this law allows it. The evil in hell behave in this way. The good in heaven never do. The good desire constantly to do good to others, for that is the delight of their life. And therefore, the moment the opportunity exists, they do good both to enemies and to friends. Nor indeed do they resist evil, for the laws of order defend and protect what is good and true. This is why the Lord says, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, evil is not to be resisted. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven." It is a frequent occurrence in the next life for the evil to be severely punished when they wish to inflict evil on the good, and for the evil they aim at others to recoil on themselves. Such an occurrence has the appearance of being an act of revenge on the part of the good, but it is not an act of revenge, nor are the good responsible for what happens, but the evil, who are allowed the opportunity by the law of order to act in this way. Indeed, the good do not wish them any harm, but they cannot take away from them the misery of punishment, because they are held intent on good, exactly like a judge when he sees a wrongdoer being punished, or like a father when he sees his son being punished by his teacher. The evil who carry out punishment act from an inordinate desire to do ill, whereas the good act from an affection for doing good. From all this, one may see what should be understood by the Lord's words in Matthew, quoted above, about loving one's enemy and about the law of retaliation, which the Lord did not set aside, but opened up. That is to say, he explained that those in heavenly love should take no delight in any act of retaliation or revenge, but in doing good. His words should also be taken to mean that the very law of order that protects good achieves this of itself by means of those who are evil. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.